Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Friday, May 24th, 2024. Ah, Memorial Day is coming up this weekend. Memorial Day. Yeah, dying for nothing. For lying wars, just like what's going on now. Memorial Day. Yeah. And none of these little clown boys, you know, that all love war. Little Anthony Blinken. Go over there and fight, fuckface. You send all our, steal all our money and bring it to Israel and Ukraine. Go over there and fight. Did you come out of the closet yet, Lindsey Graham? Go over there and fight or shut your fat mouth. Oh, yeah, the tough guy Cotton over there. Cotton mouth. Go over there and fight. Peter, what is his name? Peter Adam, Adam shit. Yeah, the clown boy from California, eh? Go over there and fight. Stealing our money, Memorial Day. Yeah, for nothing. Every war is a lying war. Anyway, on to the equity markets. Yeah, they were down yesterday, up a little bit today. Where are they going? You know, it's a summertime. It's the whole game's going to start changing very quickly. You got less and less people playing the markets. The volatility could be a lot more. And the volatility is in the cards. It's going to happen. Right now, oil prices are going down. The Biden administration is doing everything they can to keep pushing them down. OPEC Plus is going to be meeting. They're going to probably drop production because there's a slowdown going on. There's less demand and more supply. And they're going to do everything they can to jack it up. And, of course, we'll talk about the Ukraine and Israel wars and what they could do with that in driving up oil prices. On the gold front, you know, gold's down from its high, $100 from, you know, last week, but it's still way up there. As we went on the air, it's at $2,334 an ounce. So it's still very strong. And you're seeing a lot of the other metals going up as well because more and more of them are being used in alternative energy and EVs, et cetera. So inflation is still there. Consumer confidence remains low, says OECD. That's the Organization of Economic Cooperation and Development. Yeah, no shit. And by the way, you subscribe to the Trends Journal. You go to trendsjournal.com. We're giving you, people can't believe it's only $2.56 a week if you go for the yearly. That's nothing. It's a shitty cup of coffee. And here's the toilet paper record today on Friday. This is the big fucking story. All this picture, once upon a time, there used to be text. Text you. No more. No more. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. And Silicon Valley notables. 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 You're just a piece of shit. They're notables. What did the notables do? Notables. Fuck off. Silicon Valley notables are shifting to the right. Hey, toilet paper record. What the fuck does that have to do with economic data that I need? All right. This whole thing that they call the business section, one article out of all of it is trendworthy. And we got to find trendworthy things. And the one that's trendworthy is Ralph Lauren revenues come in below estimates. Week after week in your Trends Journal, we've been writing about how the luxury sales are going down. So the upper part of the middle class is shrinking as the upper part of the rich keep getting richer. So the fish is rotting from the heads down. This is important to watch, and we're detailing it every week. Sales of newly built homes tank in April as prices and interest rates rise. The median price for a new home sold in April for $433,000. Could you believe this? 4% higher than it was last April. In the first quarter of 2024, 38% of the median household income nationally was needed to make mortgage payments. 38% to pay a mortgage. This is unprecedented. And there's still a shortage of homes. So this is going to be temporary. As soon as they start lowering interest rates and mortgage rates go down, home sales are going to go up, but prices are going to stagnate now, and they're going to go down in areas. So they're not going to crash until there's the nuclear war and oil prices spike to $130 a barrel. Yeah. Oh, when the banks go bust, yeah, that housing is going to go bust too. And the banks go bust trend that we're forecasting, nobody anywhere in the world is doing. No one, no place. Again, one of our top trends for 2024. Freight rates soar amid Red Sea fears. Yeah, because the Houthis, and of course they begin this by saying that ship diversions from the Red Sea help push up consumer freight rates by roughly 30% in the past couple of weeks, with the cost of importers set to rise further as they go on and go. Ship owners and brokers say 9 out of 10 large container ships are diverting from the Red Sea. And they go on to say, the entry point to the Suez Canal on the way to Asia and Europe, after a spate of attacks, you ready? By Iran-backed Houthis. Iran-backed. How about that for prostitute?
Warning, bullshit alert.
They always do this shit. Oh, the Houthis that over 350,000 died, over 50% of them children. Brought to you by that arrogant boy playing our Secretary of State, Anthony Blinken. I went to Harvard. I went to Dalton. My daddy was the ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was the ambassador to Belgium. And look at me playing the guitar with Peter Zelinsky. Yeah, that little prick. Going over there with Obama, the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, wrote about it in the Trends Journal as it was happening when the Saudis tried to overthrow the Houthis. The Saudis tried to throw the Houthis when they invented the Saudi gang back in 1930s, late middle 1930s, 1934, 33, early 30s. Yeah, they tried to take that land right away. And they kept doing it and they lost. But they call it Iran-backed anyway. Because they're fucking little prostitutes. They're media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and their government whoremasters. Costa Paris. CyberArk to acquire Venafi for $1.5 billion. Advanced Energy's takeover drives XP Power. One takeover after another, every week in your Trends Journal. The bigs are getting bigger. The rich are getting richer. And look at your magazine cover for this week. It says it all. We, the plantation workers of Slavelandia, are serfs of robber barons 2.0. That's all they are. There were no private equity groups, no hedge funds, no venture capitalists when I was a young man. And Macy's reports decline in sales. Ah, oh yeah, get ready for dragflation. Inflation's going to go high, and you're going to start seeing sales keep going down. Oh, you just saw one Target's missed their target. Lowe's reports big ticket sales remain weak. But don't worry, as I said, the rich are getting richer because Yellen, Miss Faccia Brute, God, rejects a global tax on ultra rich. That's right. And ready? This is the Wall Street Journal. CEO pay climbed to new heights in 2023. Is that nice? Yep. Half the executives in Wall Street Journal analysis made at least $15.7 million, a record for median CEO pay. The annuals were several making more than $50 million. Yep. Again, it's the cover of your Trends Journal. All we are plantation workers of Slavelandia, and they keep stealing our money. And none of these fucking pricks, and I can't say the other word, give a penny for peace. Not a penny for peace. Fuck you. Not a penny for peace. Fuck you. Not a penny for peace. Fuck you. We want the money for ourselves. We don't give a fuck about you. America. Survey finds parents suffering financially. Oh, stop complaining. The rich, they're getting richer. Stop complaining, for Christ's sakes. Oh, and the Biden administration canceled another $7.7 billion in student loans that we, the people of Slavelandia, have to pay. Who made up this fucking shit? You took out the loan. I got to pay your fucking loan? This horse shit. But it's all horse shit because you got a bunch of shitheads running the show. Yep. That should be the Kentucky Derby. The shithead show. Yeah, who's going to win? University of Michigan police violently clear anti-genocide encampment. Berlin police brutally assault students at Humboldt University in their protest against genocide in Gaza. Harvard graduates stage commencement walkout over Gaza. NYPD responded aggressively to protests after promising to change. Yep. Beat up the protesters. Peace is not allowed. You're seeing the laws coming out that the United States is passing and how they're ridiculing the people that are protesting and bringing the university presidents to congressional hearings. And so all this is Kent State 2.0. Stormtroopers will beat and kill campus protesters for peace. Right in front of your eyes. And moving on, today the UN's top court orders Israel to halt military offensive in Rafah. The UN's top court, the International Court of Justice, on Friday ordered Israel to cease its military offensive in Rafah, in the south of Gaza, citing concerns of the safety of Palestinian civilians. There were about 300,000 in Rafah. Now there are over a million because the Israelis forced them out of northern Gaza. Remember the beginning of the war? Nah, you don't remember that, huh? Yeah. People's houses, over 70% of Gaza destroyed.
They're getting Hamas. They're in the palaces. Yeah, they're in the schools and the hospitals. Yeah, yeah. They're in the mosques and the churches. We gotta level everything to get all them Hamases.
Genocide of the first degree in front of everybody's eyes. The court noted that conditions in Rafah deteriorated. Yep. And that the provisional measures that the ICJ instructed at the time no longer cover current circumstances. They made a ruling in March with Israel totally, and the United States said, screw you, we don't care. The court further found the evacuation and other measures undertaken by Israel in Rafah that Israel must take effective measures to ensure the unimpeded access to the Gaza Strip of any commission of inquiry, fact-finding missions, or other investigative body mandated by competent order of the United Nations to investigate allegations of, quote, genocide. That's the end quote, genocide. The ruling said, qualifying a catastrophic situation in the Gaza enclave. CNBC reached out to Israel's prime minister's office and foreign ministry for a comment. Quote, those who demand that the state of Israel stop the war, demand that it decree itself to cease to exist. We will not agree to that, said Israel's finance minister, Smotrich. Yep. If we lay down our weapons, the enemy will reach the beds of our children and women throughout the land. Oh, like you're reaching the beds? They have no beds anymore. You blew them up. I forgot of the children. You only slaughtered over 40,000. So you just keep, they want to kill everybody, right? They're making it clear right in front of your eyes for all to hear and see. Yep. The World Court has so far pronounced that Israel must take steps to prevent genocide against civilians trapped in the besieged enclave, but has fallen short of mandating a ceasefire. Yep. Because the United States keeps, every time it comes up in the UN, we don't want it. Genocide Joe got to keep it going. flattened buildings, widespread destruction. This is what Israel's limited operation in Rafah looks like. This is from Haaretz. Recent satellite images reveal extensive damage to the Rafah governorate in southern Gaza caused by Israel's defense forces. Although the ground incursion has been described as, quote, limited, in practice, it is a deep ground operation with a pattern of destruction similar to what has been seen in other cities in Gaza Strip during the early stages of the war. This is from Haaretz, showing the pictures of the mass destruction. Haaretz examined the satellite images, which shows near total destruction in wide areas and major damage caused to concentrations of urban buildings. The images reveal about 18 square kilometer area where the destruction is prominently visible. Since the start of the war, nearly 40% of the buildings in Rafah have been damaged or destroyed, and it goes on. That's from the Israeli press. Blinken says he wants to work with Congress to punish ICC. Anthony Blinken, daddy's boy, said he wanted to work with Congress on legislation to punish the International Criminal Court for seeking arrest warrants for Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Gallant. Yep. But Blinken goes on that given the events, I think we should look at the appropriate steps to take to deal with, again, which is a profoundly wrongheaded decision to call these murderers murderers. But he goes on and says how the United States is going to fight this and protect them. But it's okay that the ICC also issued a complaint warrant, a criminal court warrant against the Hamas leaders. That's okay, but not the Israeli ones. It's Blinken.
That was bullshit.
Yep. And then on to the other wars. The United Kingdom says Beijing gives lethal aid to Kremlin. Oh, my God. How could they do that? Only the UK, the United States, and Europe are able to give lethal aid to Kyiv, but you can't give lethal aid to the Kremlin. You got to believe their shit. You got to swallow Sunak shit. Yeah. Sunak shit. Swallow the shit of your lawmakers. Be a shit swallower. That they call news. Again, you subscribe to the Trends Journal, and it's $2.56 a week. And again, the more subscribers we have, the more we get our message out. This week's magazine is over 200 pages. I showed you the toilet paper record. Big fucking photos. There are no ads, and we don't have big photos. We have a little photo to show you what the article is about. We're giving you what nobody else in the world is giving you. And as I feel about the politicians, these little scumbag shitheads. Remember, this is our T-shirt. Hey, politicians, who the fuck are you to tell me what to do? And that's the back of it. And you go to Trends Journal and you hit the shop thing and you get it. Summertime, you could wear it. Katsone Macron says French troops will stay in New Caledonia, quote, as long as necessary. Fucking New Caledonia is about 10,000 miles away from France. What the fuck you doing over there? Oh, we're stealing your nickel. You got no fucking right being there. You got no right being there. Total colonization. Just like the Israelis stealing the land in the West Bank. Settlers. No, it's against violation. The Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. But, oh, I forgot. There's a chosen people. And by the way, again, Dr. Naomi Wolf about the chosen people, and she's Jewish. She said, it's not okay You're the children of Israel. You're ethically descendants of Abraham. You are my chosen people. So that's not what God meant. He said, if you do certain things, it's not ethnicity, it's moral behavior. All right? So shove that gold, your chosen people, shit up your ass. Because Naomi Wolf makes it clear. It's nothing to do with your ethnicity. Macron, a little fucking piece of shit. And what else? Oh. Ancient 1-million-year-old skull could belong to mysterious dragon man. An article that just came out. 1 million years old. No. It all began when Moses came down with the Ten Commandments, Salenti. What the fuck is wrong with you? God gave Israel this land. They're the chosen people. Everything began then. 1 million years ago? No. Again, this planet's been probably destroyed a number of times, either by the inhumanity of what they call civilization or by nature. We don't have a clue of the past. And it's very important to understand that. And we are on the verge of annihilation. Israel's going to continue this war. They told the International Court of Justice to go fuck themselves. We're going to keep it going. And they're going to keep it going. There's an article, one article I got out of the toilet paper record yesterday, 2 days ago. More guns and looser laws ravage Ohio City. Shootings have soared in Columbus since the pandemic. Since scumbag politicians launched the COVID war. And as I noted when it began, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. It's a whole new world since the COVID war. The damage it's done physically, emotionally, financially, is incalculable. And on the financial end, you're going to start feeling the pain of it coming soon. The retail numbers are going down. Inflation is going to stay high. They're going to jack the numbers around, make it look like it's not so bad. They're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go. So that's just some of it. Get your trends journal. The comments, look on YouTube, the people that subscribe it, never a negative comment. And one after another saying there's no magazine like it in the world. So again, we're giving you everything we can. Are you giving it back? Again, the more subscribers we have, the more we can do. And check out the video I did with Judge Andrew Napolitano on Wednesday. He's really a man of peace and knowledge. Thanks for tuning in.